The Lower Park Avenue Master Plan, also known as the RDA or Redevelopment Agency, was started in 1990, then extended again in 2012. An RDA is a way to make improvements to an area with funding that's provided essentially by the area's future value. As City Manager Diane Foster says, the improvements need to be made first so more investment is attracted to the area. At this week's City Council meeting, Council will look at the Lower Park Avenue Master Plan that outlines all the priorities for its redevelopment.
So it's important for us to move forward on the projects, a lot of those being public projects, such as the library. It's also important that we move forward on those, as Nate can tell you, because we need to be generating tax increments. So if there's no new taxes in that area, then the RDA doesn't fund itself. The city making new investment in that neighborhood, all of a sudden the area becomes more valuable to them, and the property values typically will go up in an RDA area, and then you get reinvestment.
There are types of development that generate tax increment and those that don't. A renovated library, for example, won't generate a lot of additional revenue, but it may attract additional investment and therefore revenue to an improved and more attractive neighborhood. City Budget Manager Nate Rockwood says the plan is that public projects will spur additional interest and therefore investment.
The idea is that you generate that income up front. If you put in big projects up front, a lot of RDAs will actually bond to get that money and then pay off those bonds, but that increment coming. If you wait for the projects to develop sort of naturally over time, by the time a lot of those have come in, you're close to the end of the deadline of the RDA and you really haven't gathered much. So the sooner you can get it in, the better as far as generating additional revenue goes.
Lower Park Avenue includes Lower Main Street and down to the golf course, as well as some of Bonanza Park and the base area of Park City Mountain Resort. The area could serve a variety of community needs, from a senior center or multi-generational housing to affordable and attainable housing. Foster says they're looking for public input on what the community wants.
Staff is recommending a full community engagement process where we go out and talk to people about what do you want. Council's definitely had some interest in housing there, but council very much wants the staff to be talking to the community.
The city has already purchased several pieces of property in the area to create better connectivity between City Park and Park City Mountain Resort. The city also has plans with the RDA to partner with the Mountain Resort on a parking structure and transit center. Foster says they'll move forward regardless of the legal battle between PCMR and Talisker Vale.
A lot of people would say, well, do you want to do that while there's still a lawsuit between Park City Mountain Resort and Vale Resorts? And the reality is we see that as it's going to take a long time for that lawsuit to resolve, and it doesn't make sense to stop the planning process now. So staff is recommending certain work on intersections and certain planning work move forward at this stage.
Also says Rockwood, a development in the RDA, like the proposed Woodward Center, is the exact type of investment that would make the RDA successful.
Yeah, that would be a very good thing for the RDA. That's when you talk about taking a parking lot and putting infrastructure on there, that's about as big a jump as you can get for an RDA.
That's Park City's budget manager, Nate Rockwood, along with city manager, Diane Foster. The RDA will be discussed at the Thursday City Council meeting beginning at 3:30. Capital projects, including Main Street improvements, are also on the agenda. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.